Shimu banim musarav, the beginning of the fourth parak of Mishlei, v'akshivu l'daz binot. Ki lekach toib nosati lochem toirotzi al ta'azoivu. Ki chein oyisi lo'ovi rach v'yochid lifnei imi, v'yoireini v'yoymer li yismach devorai libecha, shmo mitzvoysai v'cheyei. I pointed out last time that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is offering us kol tov sela in every possible way, and then in a number of places, beginning with the pasuk in the Torah, "Ubacharta b'chayim lemantichya b'zarato b'zarocha," it's a begging prospect. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ke'ilu gets on his hands and knees and begs you, "Kindalach, please, 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 choose chayim." And the absurdity of it is not lost upon those who understand what chayim is all about. The problem is that most of the time we do not define that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is offering us as chayim. That's our problem. So if somebody gives the Moshe Rabbeinu choice, the choice that he had as a baby, coals or gold and silver, so generally we choose the coals. And not because a malach pushed our hands, but because that's the nature of the beast. We are what we are. And that's why the Gemara in Sukkah has to keep reminding us, this Gemara in Sukkah, that if it wouldn't be for Siyata Dishmaya, we would never overcome the Yetzer Hara Bechlal. And it's a perverted thing. And the society around us, and it gets worse and worse in its own way. There used to be a time when there was a tremendous Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah. We don't have that today. So who knows what that was all about. But our Yetzihara today is for Taiva, but more than for Taiva, our Yetzihara is for sheer stupidity. No, I'm serious. I'm very serious. And this way, I'm always nispoil. You listen to the news. So the news says that Osama bin Laden, Yimach Shmoy v'Zichroy, was killed, and the Yankees won. No, I'm in Mamish. It's Bazaar Chazen. On one station, the Yankees are first, and another station, Osama bin Laden is first. That's the whole Nafkamina. I once gave a drasha. They asked me to speak to the Yeshiva High School. Yeshiva High School Chevra, till they go off to Eretz Yisrael, are an interesting bunch. Anyhow, I was at that time much younger, but from their perspective, an alter, you know, a Rosh Yeshiva from Amalek and Dor with a kapota, with a beard, what does he have to say to them? So I tell you the truth, I didn't know myself what to say to them. That's relevant to them. So anyway, I decided I have to get myself a shtickle education. So I went to the library, and I went to the roll films, whatever they are, from the New York Times. And I went, I spent mamish 2 hours, wasted my time. I couldn't find anything of any relevance. Finally, I was about to give up, and my eyes behold a meiridike zach. And that was the theme, and it was a tremendous hatzlocha. Ad hayoyim, there are boys who are coming to me years later that this made such a roshem on them that they'll never forget it. So there's this shtick eiswarf that committed suicide, I think. His name was Kurt Cobain. And I don't know if anybody here has to know that name. In fact, it's a big chashash on what you do with your time if you do know the name. Yichab Kemelish geheld for them. But vice versa, he was really hot stuff, especially when he met such a wonderful demise. Anyhow, he was a big rock star or something, or a poet or a rock star combined. Even after reading the article, all I read was to be negeya that he was on page 1. And guess who was on page 13? Reb Moshe Feinstein was nifter. That was all I needed. And that was the drush of the century, I'm telling you. But Lamaisa Rabbeisai, this is not the high school kids. This is us. And it's reinforced by this very heavy diet. So you see in these psukim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is begging us that it switches into guf rishon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to come to us and say, Ki lekach toiv nasati lochem. Toirasi al tazoivu. Don't give it up. Why should we give it up? Somebody's giving you everything that's good. Who has a hava mina to give it up? The Torah says, Ribbono Shel Olam knows already in advance that I'm going to give it up. And that's what I told you, Torah Menachas B'Keren Zavis. Even in the Zavis, it has only a Keren. Even in the Keren, it has only a Zavis. It's no Revoyim. In this context, I also wanted to learn with you the famous Gemara. As you know, it's a very famous Gemara. You know this, you saw it, that the Ribbono Shel Olam sends a Malach to teach us Torah B'Meya Yimeinu. Dorash Rabbi Simloi, Lama Havla Doime B'Meya Imoi Lepinkos Shemekupol Umunach. So they had the image without the X-rays. They had the image of the baby in the womb. Yodav al Shtei Tzedov, Shtei Atzilov al Bezar Kubosov, all folded up. The baby in the womb is all wrapped around himself. He's all folded up. Bezar Kevov al Bezik Voisov, Roshoy Munach Loy Ben Birkov, Upiv Sosum Vitaburo Pasuach. His mouth is closed, and of course his nourishment comes from the umbilical cord, from the mother. Yeah. V'oichel mimashe imoy oicheles, v'shoyse mimashe imoy shoyse. Amazing. Mm-hmm. It's a remarkable hope. The kibun sheyotzal avir ha'olam niftach hasosum v'nistam hapasuach. Niftach hasosum v'nistam hapasuach. Shel mole kein eino yochol lichyoy safilu sho'achas. What is this reminiscent of course, the brach of asher yotzal. That's pasuach. Oh, something that sosum is yipaseach. In paseach or yisosem, yefshel iskaim l'amufanecha. By the way, I mentioned this, I think, a very long time ago, but it's kedai to mention this over and over again because we make this bracha many times. I asked a simple question. The best questions are the simple questions. Vos tutzachto. Yesterday, in the midst of the whole simcha that we had, of the Enikul Zvart, so somebody comes over to me and he says, I'd like to ask you a question. So I asked him, first of all, are you a donor? No, I'm just kidding. Anyhow, I only asked him if he's related to the B'chut. Gotta be careful about that too, you know. Anyhow, he asked me an interesting question. He says he just had Yahrzeit and he had Haftarah, and he's laying the bracha of the Haftarah, and the Haftarah says, Habaycha Batayra, Uva Moshe Abdoi, Bisrael Amoi, Uvinvia Emes Vatzedek. What does it mean that Hashem chooses Moshe Rabbeinu? He understands. Yisrael, he understands. Nevi'im, he understands. What does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Baruch HaBatayra? Now, how many times have we heard that bracha? 1,000 times. Baruch HaBatayra. Yes, of course. Baruch HaBatayra. So this is a kind of question. We say in Asher Yotzar, Sa'odam, B'chochmah, V'on, the Kovim, etc. It's all fine. It's perturbing. You know why? I have to tell the Ribbono Shel Olam that he knows what he knows. I mean, what are we saying exactly? The problem is what we know. Do we know it or we don't know it? So we should have said, Yodeya ani she'im yipaseach echad mehem or yisasim mehem yiv shalam l'fanach apilu sho'achas. That makes perfect sense. I am moide umizvade that I know that I would not manage for a moment if the thing was rearranged in the opposite direction. But what am I telling you, Ribbono Shel Olam, that he knows? So I'll tell you the answer. 1,000 years ago, what did we know? What did we know about Yipaseach and Yisaseh? A lot of things that were not even Oiskehal. And many things, of course, that we didn't know at all. There's no microscope yet. And there's no analysis yet, and there are no blood tests yet. We don't know anything. We don't even know what blood is exactly. You tell a person hemoglobin, you tell a person white blood cells, he looks at you like you're talking nonsense. 100 years ago, we realized that those 1,000 years is nothing compared to what we gained in the last 100 years. 10 years ago is nothing compared to what we gained in the 100 years, in the 90 years before. And who knows where we're headed. The Tamil, we discovered there's a genome, and there are genes, and chromosomes, and we don't know what all the junk in the chromosomes are all about. Someday we'll find out about that too. The person says, I want to give Ribbono Shel Hakoras HaToyva for my biology that it's functioning. The most complex and incredible thing you've ever imagined. And everything geht wie geschmiert, unless Chas V'Shalom it doesn't. If that's the case, Rabbi say, how am I going to give a Hakoras HaToyv 5,000 years ago, 1,000 years ago, 100 years ago, on what really is going on, that if I knew, I would mamish go out of my wits from his spilus and out of my wits with gratitude. So we tell the Ribbono Shalom, Herzachai. Ribbono Shalom, my heart is pounding with a tremendous hakoras hatov. We want to say everything, but we don't know anything at all. V'haraya, look at 100 years ago, look at 1,000 years ago. So the Eibishter, we would like to make a bargain with you. You know everything that's going on. B'tachlis hayidia, because you made it happen. We want the Hakoras HaToiv to be based ke'ilu on what you know, not on what we know. That's how much Hakoras HaToiv we have. It's a mayudik pshat, and it's emes la'amita poshut pshat. So we say, goli v'yadu alecha. That's what we're saying. Based on what you know, which is the totality of all the nisim and niflos that are going on, that's the hakoras hatoiv shim paseach. You know what it means. Im yipaseach echad mehem, ayisasei mechad mehem. We want that hakoras hatoiv. We want that level. Hagam, we lack the comprehension. So this statement in the Gemara is this yesod for the bracha that what was pasuach was sasum, was sasum is pasuach now that the baby is born, and if lu yitzuya would be any other way, wouldn't be able to survive even for a moment. And you'll notice, if shal lamod l'skaim fanecha, and some it afilu shor achas, that's the lotion of this Gemara, afilu shor echos. So zok tase. This is until now is pure biology. Now all of a sudden we're talking about the nisham. The ner doluk al roishay, the tsayfe umabit misayfe oilam vaad tsayfe. Behiloi neiroi alay roishi lo oiroi elechosh vaal tisma. Shahari adam yoshen kan veroya choloim baaspamya. He says, in other words, imagine the imagination. And that's the pu'ula of the brain. Imagine the neshama itself. That's how you have to understand these lines in the Gemara. The comparison is mikal v'chaymer. The ein l'cha yomim sh'adam shori b'toiva yoyser miyoysen hayomim. How good it is in the mama's womb. But they don't mean because you're getting nourished and everything is warm. They mean also because you have this hasaga. The neshama has an incredible hasaga. So what happens to that hasaga? Yeah. And they quote a pasuk, mi'itneini ki'achei kedem, v'chulu v'chulu. Who are the where is Yerochim ve'ein bohem shonim? Because it says yarche. Yarche means months. A person lives months, he lives years. No, the baby in the womb, the embryo lives months. So it's talking about his man of living months. That's what they're saying. Yeah, have you ever elu yarchei leid umalamdin oisoi kol hatoyra kula? Shenema vayoireini. Which pasuk is that? Which pasuk are we now going to encounter? The fourth pasuk in the first page. Vayoireini vayoyma leyismach devay libecha shmar mitzvay sai vecheye. And that's the pasuk in Mishlei Dalet Dalet. And then he brings another pasuk from Iyot. B'soid aloika alei oli. My ve'oim v'chiteima novi hu dekoma. Toshma b'soid aloika alei oli. In other words, he's saying that every person has that. It's not Shlomo HaMelech. It's every single person has this zechus of Kadosh Baruch Hu providing him with kol ha'tayra kula, while the neshama is planted in the Adam, in the embryo. Kivan shebal aver olam, so how come we are struggling so hard? Ba malach v'storei al satrei al piv, u'mishatchoi kol ha'toyra kula. The Malach comes, he gives him a zetz, and he forgets everything. Who this Malach is, many say, is the Satan. But let's go weiter. Satra al-bivu mishakoi kol ha'toyra kula shenema la'pesach chatos roivetz. So based on this pasuk, even though they don't single out the name, but that's what it's talking about. La Pesach Chatos Roivetz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that the chait is always at the entranceway. Entrance of what? In this particular entrance, the exit from the womb into the world. So he doesn't have the zechuyos, he doesn't have the Torah. For eino yotzei misham, however, they don't let him out. Ad shemashbiyin also. They make him take an oath. Of course, in the land, that is where it comes from. Apostle Shayom Memhei Kili, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking, listen to the pshat of the Gemara on that pasuk. It's frightening in its own way. Kili Tichra Koberach, everybody can be a Balgaiva until you come to the Olam Ha'emes, to the Bezdin Shalmalo. And then all of a sudden, humility seizes the person. Zayim Hamisa, Shenema lefun of Yichru kol yordei offer, reduced to nothing. I had an eitzah. Did I mention it to you, my eitzah? I have a gvaldika eitzah for President Obama, because he's this guy Donald Trump is dagetim deleben. He wants the birth certificate. He wants this. He wants that. I heard this on the radio in between the Yankees and Osama bin Laden. Anyhow, so he says that he's not beseder and he's not this and he's not that and amachta meshuga. Trump is making him meshuga, and he's thinking of running for president. I'm not even going to comment on that. But Lemaisa, he's thinking of running for president, and Obama's very, upset. Then there's another problem that he has, that nobody mentions his middle name. What's his middle name?
Hussein.
Barack Hussein Obama. And the reason, of course, is Pashut, because it puts him in a certain group and category, an identification label. He should change his name to Donald Trump Obama. Trump will be mamish in Zibit and Himmel, because better than a building, better than a castle, better than Las Vegas. The president himself, Donald Trump Obama. I think it's a meridika that I have. Anyhow, what does it have to do with Kitcholit Chacholoshen? I'll tell you Poshet why. A man should put his name on every single thing in sight. And every time he buys something, he puts his name. So there's Trump Towers, and there's Trump Plaza, and there's Trump this, and Trump that, and the Donald, and the airlines, and planes, and Mises, and Chazdas. It's doch a Welts Meshugana. But what is priming all of that? The Gaiva of the century. And basically he says, whatever I touch turns to gold. What about you? That's what he's saying. So doch kumina moment, and that's what this Gemara is saying. So it comes in a moment that he's going to be reduced to the same offer like everybody else. And he's gonished. In Kilochot Tichrako Berech, there's a Meiridika Torah here. We are Baruch Hashem blessed with a natural Anova. We are. We're not Yidin Bechlal and Elucha Yidin and people, we're a Kapla from Kup. You know what this Kapla is supposed to say? Anova. If we are a shtikl gabalei gaiva, it's on a very, very low level in comparison. But by them, shprudl the gaiva be'oifen neira that we can't even imagine. Ki l'cho tichra kol berech is a meiridik ezach. So ze yoim hamisa shenema lefonov yichru kol yordei offer. Tishava Koloshoin Zelo Yoim Haleida. There's another Shvu, there's a Shvua, and there's a Kriya. The Kriya is by Yoim Hamisa. When is the Shvua? By Yoim Haleida. Mayudik. Shenema, Niki Chapayim of Alevov, Ashaloinosala Shavnashi, Fule Nishba Lemirma. It's the only Shvua that will ever be pure. Tishava Koloshoin. I would like to draw an analogy. In other words, what I'm asking between the lines is, how do they know from this pasuk that everybody knows Nekicha mi ala bahar Hashem, right? Nekicha paim uvar levav. How do they know that it's talking about Yom Haleda? The answer is because there's never a moment that remains so pure that is the moment of Leida, because after that it's downhill. So it is. So Memela, the purity of Nekicha Bayim Uvar Levav Asher Lo Nosa Lashav Nafshi V'Loi Nishba Lemirma, they understood that that moment has to be referring to Yom HaLeida, even though there's nothing in the pasuk itself that speaks about Yom HaLeida. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I would like to draw a parallel. In the same way that there's an absolute that defines that it's Yom HaLeida, the Ki L'cha Tichra Kol Berech is an absolute that defines Yerdei Ofer. In other words, the Ti L'cha Tichra Kol Berech is the same as Tishova Koloshon in that it's extreme. There's no nuance. There's no shades of gray here. It's perfect. Because everyone by Yom HaMisa is reduced to nothing. The Pasuk says, and we say this Pasuk in the Beis Ha'avah, Al tira ki yasher ish ki yirbe kevoid beisai, ki loy b'moisa yikach hakoil lo yeret acharov kevoidai. The pasuk is telling me, don't be afraid. What is a person supposed to be afraid? On the contrary, I should be afraid if this yasker yoyim amisa, rigzu v'al techato. The Teret says, don't be afraid, tzadik v'raloi rosha v'toivloi. You look at a person, he's so incredibly successful and he's a garnished. And you ask yourself the question, so where am I in all of this? How come I'm not managing? How come I'm not reaching those potentials? How come I don't have so much money? How come the tower is not named Darren Kahn Tower?
Wait till it gets to the White House.
So well, let me tell you something.
Trump
House. It's a pellet. It's an extreme of extremes, and the oilam takes it seriously. It's a noyer volume. Aber lemaisa the pshat is kilochoticha kol berech, every berech. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you've accomplished. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter how much money you have, how many planes. It doesn't matter how many missiles you have. It makes no difference. Kilochoticha kol berech. It's absolute. And it's a kriya, it's a genuflection, it's a bowing down of admission that I am nothing. A meyer dikazach. Mahi hashvua shemashbi and I say a bazei that he has to take a shvua before he leaves. What is the shvua? Tehei tzadik va'al tehei rasha. It's an amazing thing. Vafilu kol ha'olam kuloi oimrim lecha tzadik ato. You should be be'einecha kirasha. And what do you think is that? They have the idea. Shakodush bochu tohar, umishosav tohirim, unishoma shenosam becha tohirahi. Again, a bracha. Eloikai, nishoma shenosata bi tohirahi. Imato mishamra betara mutav. Vimlav hareini noitlo mimcha. Somebody didn't ask me a question, but there are people that are not mishamra and they live a long life. But the hareini noitlo mimcha is not measured by years and by success in this world. The hareini noitlo mimcha doesn't mean you're going out in a contingency and if you don't behave, I will strike you down. Because that would take away Bechira, amongst other issues. According to the great Sefer Talmud Dvarav, Rav Moshe Cordovero, the chesed of Hashem is such that even though every moment of every person's existence is completely dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will to be Mekayim him, and if he would pull away that will for a fraction of a moment, the person would just simply disappear, he would disintegrate. Nevertheless, when a Rasha is going to do an Aveira, which spits in the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the chesed of Hashem is that he allows him to do that. He doesn't say, Yihaliteyu l'Rasha v'yamais. Let him do it and let him suffer the consequences. He says it's a chesed of Hashem. Because he implies afterwards that we should be doima to Hashem, that even if somebody is wronging us, we should be willing to be nice to him. So you see that that's the point of the whole Talmud Dvarah. So the Talmud Dvarah is telling me something against the Gemara. The Gemara says he takes away the neshama if you're not good. The Teretz says, of course he takes away the neshama. But he takes away the neshama in certain oifanim, not by putting him to death, not by making him disappear from the earth. Memela, it's so subtle that a lot of times we get confused and we see that Rishayim are matzliach. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu said that he'll never reveal to you the secret of the plan. How exactly is this being managed? Where there is an Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, of course there's a Cheshbon. As Rabbi Saul Salanter tried to explain the Cheshbon. But the fact is that the Cheshbon is so complicated, it cannot be revealed to us, we would never be able to comprehend it. But the Cheshbon is there. And that's the Pshat of Ani Noitla Mimcha. Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, Moshe L'Koyin Shemasa Truma La'am Ha'aretz. Ve'omaloi, Im Atom Shamra B'tara Mutav, V'imlav Hareini Sarfa L'fanecha. Interesting Moshe. The Truma becomes Tmeya, all you can do with it is Sreifa. Make sure it doesn't become Tamei. In this Gemara, there's so much going on, and there's so many Mefarshim, it's Nereva Ayin. But take a look in the Aruch Laner that I brought down. And the question is, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he teaches him the Torah B'mei Imai, manage that he should forget it, Lagami? So what's the point? That's the question that many, many Sfarim ask. So up to Aruch Laner, Rabbi Yankov Etlinger, Had the Darash said this pasuk of Mishlei Dalid Dalid al Uba b'Meya Imay Niral Aniyus Daiti Mishum Daksib Bereisha Bein Hayisi LaAvi Rach VeYochid Lifnei Imi VaYoreini. The Darash Hachi Bein Hayisi LaAvi BaShamayim KaAsher Rach VeYochid Hayisi Lifnei Imi. Why Lifnei Imi and not Lifnei Avi? The Teretz is because in the womb it's the mother that matters. Right? Lifnei imoy ku uber shu rach v'yochid lifnei imoy shu yochid u'mufrod mikol bnei oylam v'rach only lifnei imoy. U'ksha yisi kein, when I was in the matzav of rach lifnei imi, v'yoyreini, the next pasuk says, you taught me. V'yoyreini, avi shebashamayim v'yoymerli, v'alzeh ka'amar v'chiteima novihu d'ka'amar shloimoy. Maybe it's Shloimeh that's talking, as I told you before, because he's included in the Nevi'im. He's talking about himself, and Avi means my father, not Avinu Shabashamayim. So Kamash Maloni quotes the other pasuk from Eiv. Just when he's about to leave, you know, they say that some babies that come out very late, the due date is whatever it is. Then they find out that he got hold of Rabbi Kiva Eger and they got into a big fight. Says the whole point of teaching him the Torah Vadigiv is you have to be your Geya and Horavan the Torah yourself. They tell him Meridika Maisa over and over again in one way or another about the Vilna Goyim. That all kinds of Magidim and Malochim and who knows what used to come to him and want to be Megala the Torah to him and give it to him the Matana. And each time he refused. Each time he refused. Torah is Nikne B'Yegia. Torah is Nikne Ba'af. Af chokhmasi amdali, Torah shalomadati biaf. So here he says, since the Torah has to be niknas biyagiya, there has to be a different reason why the Torah is taught. So he says the reason the Torah is taught is because if you're taking a shvu on it, you have to know what you're talking about. So the neshama is being taught the Torah to be able to take the shvu to hit tzaddik v'al tehi rasha. Zokta vaita. In the footnote, the Shaloh HaKadosh I bring you, and in the second half of the footnote, the Bnei Yisoscha, each one in his own way. V'daki inyon, but very important to say this here, so I want to look at it inside together with you. Ki inyon yetzer hatoy v'yetzer harahu kidmus yanke v'esav. Shalefi anigla esav hu abachar me'achar sheyotzer rishayin. Avo be'emes yankev hu abachar hatipo harishayinah. K'mo shepirish Rashi b'parshas told us. V'esav sheyotzer rishayinah hu haklipo hakoydim lepri shehu yankev. Kain be'emes haneshama kodma laguf. Ki haneshama is nivru kvar bebriyas olam. V'gam kodim shenoylad mashbiin oisoy sheyelech b'derech hatoiv. K'mo shedoshu rabbi seinu zal al aposuk tishov hakoloshen. That's our Gemara Nidah. V'gam tinoik bizmanshu b'meye imoy. Sheneer doylek al roishoy v'tsoifu mabit misoifu oylem v'ad soifoy. V'haneer moshul or haboyir. Shanefesh mislabeses boy v'nechlelis mimenu. It's a unique kind of light that has to do with the neshama. Asher mitoychoy tsoifu mabit v'hi ha-sogo v'ayidiyo b'yichud ha-keil. Shehu misoifu oylem v'ad soifoy. Reishis ha-machshova v'soifu. U'mizeh oymed al sisrei toira v'ta'amim ha-mufloyim. In Meye Imoy, there are no barriers to any level of Chokmah, and Memele he learns Kol Atayra Kula Pirush Drash Remes and Soit. K'mosh Amru Malamdeno Soit Kol Atayra Kula Shenema Vayoreni Vayoymeli. Right? Ubegichoy Mirechem, when he leaves the Rechem, Betseisay Mirechem, in other words, Meshakhim Mimenu Kol Mashe Ro Vyoda Vihisig. The Tam Hadover. He gives his explanation. What was the explanation of Darach Laner? Because he has to know what the Shavua is on. Otherwise, it's a Shavua Shav, because he doesn't know what he's talking about. It's Dvarim B'Talim V'Talim. The Tam Hadover, Kedei Shlo Yiyya Mukrach, the Shla Kodesh has a different chat. Shlo Yiyya Mukrach B'Maisav. The Yiyalo HaBechira V'Yivchar B'Toiv. If he still has Kol HaTorah Kula on all the levels, when he comes out Mimei Imoy, he has to be a tzaddik. He loses his Bechira Lagami. So in other words, in order to have the Bechira, and he should be able to choose B'toiv as his own choice, so for us B'tseisei Lahagilui Makdim Yetzer Harali Yetzer Toiv, Kederach HaKlipa HaKedemis LaPri, and that's the Pasuk in Iyov, Odom Ayer Peri Yivoleid. He's like a wild mule. He's a vildachaya. The yetzer leiv ha'odom ra minu urav. Ad achazman bahagiyo legadlus poyol boy ha'yetzer toif. Amazing. In the Zayas Bli Neder that I'll Bli Neder Bli Shua, I'll give you the next time in the new sheets, you'll see a Meiridika Yisayt in the Zayah, which is quoted by some people, some Talmidei Chachamim, when they're by Bar Mitzvahs. That when the person becomes bar mitzvah, a new neshama enters into him. So that's interesting to see how that fits into all of this. But the Bnei Yisrael, so again, what did he say, the Shlach HaKadosh? Why is he starting with Yankov and Esav? Because he's making a point. Yankov is first from the very outset. Hagam, that in the Mitzvahs of coming out, you see Esav before you see Yankov. The same thing with the neshama. The neshama is perfect and pure in a way that we can't even imagine. And it received all the ideas. But when he comes out, what is he? And this is a very important point. What does it mean that the Yetzer Hara comes before the Yetzer Tov? So this is a basic psychological yesod. A baby is born as one shtick taiva for survival. It wants to suck because it needs to suck from the mother's breast or from the bottle. It's the same thing. The bottle is a substitute. But that whole sucking instinct is gone after a certain point. And the idea of grabbing everything in sight and putting it into your mouth, this is also a survival instinct. And the idea of beating down on your brothers and sisters is also a survival instinct in its own way. And the idea that you have to be the best kid and the most important person in the world is also a survival instinct. These are all instincts, that's what I'm saying. It's a nature of the beast that's inside of us. Until the seichel reaches the capacity of the taiva, takes a certain level of maturity, which Chazal v'kaveya is Yud Gimel Shana v'yom Echad, and the girls get there earlier. Ki yodua, So it's Yud Beis Shana V'Yom Echad. But that is when I begin to have a shlita where I can say no to that fundamental instinct that I started out with. When the Ubari is in Meye Imai, he doesn't have any taivis. You know why? Because there's no need to have any taivis. Because it's a Gan Eden Shebe Gan Edens. Everything is already and immediately provided. Unless it's twins, there's nobody to bother you. And Lemaisa, you have everything that you could possibly need. And you are one and alone. And everything is warm and everything is perfect. And just even the image of the baby curled up against itself is not just because there's not enough room to stretch out. It's because that, we call it the fetal position. When you're in Gefalcha Matzav, you retreat into the fetal position. What is the pshat? Because that's the most protective mitzias. You're all curled around yourself. It's one big chefza of ani that doesn't even need to acknowledge it. It's a mayrit dekazach. So in that matzav, now you come out la'avira oilam, and now you're defenseless. Pasuach is sosum, and sosum is pasuach, and all of a sudden you have to contend with the whole world, which is extremely dangerous and risky. So you don't get your food in time. Fangt man an zu schreien, and you should know that the Ribbono Shel Olam created the sound of crying in a baby. It's a unique kind of cry. An adult cries, if something happens, or cries from joy. It's a different kind of crying. When a baby cries, you get so irritated, you have no idea. It is the most irritating sound. It's like Chinese water torture. And this particular sound, Ribbono Shel Olam b'chasdo yubetuvo, created. Because otherwise, imagine if a baby would cry and it would sound like a Beethoven sonata. Ah, that's beautiful. It's a geschmack. Never pick up the baby. Cry some more. Why? Gewaldig. So the Ribbono Shel Olam made it in such a way. But the point is that everything about a baby, even the cry, says, give me, give me, give me, provide for me, provide for me, provide for me. I want to be back in the womb. Till you come to Hasagas takes years, but what the Chazal are saying over, and this is what the Shlach Kodesh is emphasizing, oh, but who are you really? You are the person that you are later. You're not one big mouth that's open to swallow up the rest of the world. That's what he's saying. You know, I always, I'm gonna leave the Bnei Yisoscha for next time. I always say the following. A person has a baby, you hold a baby in your arms, you're holding a sack of potatoes. There's no question. All babies are essentially interchangeable. Of course, yours is the cutest of them all. But Lemaisa, they're all interchangeable. They're all cute, and they all scream and cry when they don't have any food. And they all, when they get a drop older, throw everything off the tray from the car, from the high chair. Everything in sight. And that's a baby. And you have to diaper them, Bezus Hashem, 1,000 times till they become a shtickle mensch. The person who holds that baby is holding the treasure of all the worlds. And the hasog, you see, it's not just the baby looks like the Yetzer Hara, and we don't understand that ot, but you have there the koiches that the Shlach HaKadosh is talking about, that started b'meyeh imoy already when he saw me soifa oilam v'ad soifa, and he knew all the sidus. A person who is holding the baby has to have that hasaga. And you know why? It's very pashut. Because as the famous Gemara that's often used as an analogy, the Gemara tells us that a shomer is given something to watch. And he is told, and the tzura of the thing seems to testify that it's made out of silver. But really, it's a guy's a smuggler, and he's smuggling gold. So he paints it over with silver, but it's really gold bars, and he pays much less tax when he crosses the border. Yeah, we don't know people like that, but Lemay said, I heard that there's such people around like that. Anyhow, so what is the shmira of the driver on those bars? In the end, somebody came and he was a chvesa paisheya, or he was a shomer socher, he's mechuyev in gneiva aveda. So what is he, when it's stolen, lemaisa, What is he mechuyev to pay for? Zok the Gemara for silver. Ayit l'mamish gold. Because the Shmira is based on your comprehension, what is it exactly that you were given to watch? So if he's told that it's gold, even though it looks like silver, if it looks like gold, then it's gold. But if he's told it's silver, and it looks like silver, what have a leila meida? So his Shmira Achrayus is only on what he assumes, not on the reality that's there. If Chas V'Sholim, that would be the case, that we would look at this baby and see a sack of potatoes, one big gaping open mouth, and a scream that irritates us to no end, and diapers upon diapers upon diapers. So what kind of a Shmira are we having? I don't mean a Shmira not to leave the baby in the car when it's 104 degrees. I'm talking about Hasagas. Because the baby that's a day old is suddenly a year old. And a year old is already, you teach them brachas. And then all of a sudden you have to worry about the chaverim. And so who are you dealing with? So if you're dealing with somebody that's shayach to kol ha-tayra kula, if you're dealing with somebody that's shayach to an ur, that's misoifa oilam v'ad soifa, then maybe perhaps you could say that it's more than gold. And if a person doesn't have that hasoga, so that's what it is. You know the famous Zaisa with the Nitziv that everybody mentions, that when he was a youngster, apparently he became the masmid of the world, an unbelievable goyin, otzim. But when he was young, apparently you didn't see these simonim. You know, in those days, especially the brilliant children, so when they were 3 years old, they were already learning Gemara. You know, it's not... So the parents saw that it's not happening. So he overheard them crying to one another, Nebuch, we're going to have to send him to be an apprentice somewhere or whatever. I mean, I don't know. His career is not in Torah. His life is not going to be immersed in Torah. I see. So he heard this and he started to cry profusely. And he had a mayrit to hear her tshuva, as it were. And from them, I don't know how old he was. He was a poet, you know, 8, 9, whatever, 7, I don't know. In the Hentarein. Later, he made a Meiridike Chibur called the Hamek Sha'ala. People say Hamek Sha'ala, that's okay too. The Pasuk Loshen is Hamek Sha'ala. And this was a Chibur on the Sheiltes of Rabbi Chai Goyin that was, it's an Oitzer Nifla. One of the Gedolim of not so long ago, who was a Masmid himself, a Masmid Otzum Admioid, Rabbi Yankiv Yafin. He was immersed in this Sefer Yoimam Valayla towards the end of his life. He said, you know, he was the biggest chassid of that Sefer. When he made a siyum on that Sefer, he gathered the people around and he said, he told them this maisa, and he said, imagine that he would not have overheard his parents, and imagine that he would not have taken to the Torah in such an incredible way. And imagine that he would have become a choshev, a finer, wonderful balabas. It's okay. And then he would come to the Olam Ha'emes, Lacha Meva Esrim, as they say. And the Bezdin Shalmala would say, Naftali, Naftali Tzvi Yehuda, Naftali, where's your shieldus? Where's your Hamik Shalom? Naftali, where's your Meshiv Dover? Naftali, where's your Hamik Dover? Naftali, where's your Harchiv Dover? Naftali, where's your Meray Mesoda? So I say to them, excuse me, you got the wrong man. I don't know about a Hamik Shola, and I don't know about Meshiv Dover, and I don't know about anything. I'm a very successful carpenter. I'm a businessman. I sell cheese. Chveis. Zokta, imagine what would be. The truth of the matter is, we know what we're holding in our hands. It doesn't matter, it could be a girl also. We know Vastas Meit. We know the levels of Tznius, the levels of Kedusha, the levels of Hashpa, the levels of Hadrocha, of Ador, that Koy Soma Leves Yankov guarantees the Vesagit with Nei Yisrael. We know. And the truth of the matter is, we'll never know. That's the problem. Because we'll never know where did we misstep. We'll never know where was the Shmira for silver instead of for gold. But one thing is crystal clear. That the baby for a long, long, long time is in our hands. And not always is it completely under our control, that's for sure. And that's the matzav of today, maybe more than ever. The world is all over the place on top of us. And the Yetzirah of the big open mouth transmutes itself from the infant to the toddler, from the toddler to the youngster, and from the youngster to the teenager. A teenager is one big open mouth also. It's the same thing, basically. But with the Yetzer Tov. The Yetzer Tov is already there. And the Milchama is Neir Vayim. And meanwhile, there's a Milchama of becoming yourself and lifting off the yoke of parents. In the search of becoming a parent yourself, as it were, a person can go in all kinds of directions, Bizman Hazeh, even more than ever before. Although in all the Dairis there was this problem. That's what a teenager is. A teenager is one big chefza of yearning to discover himself and to be chashuv. That's what a teenager is. And lemaisa, this nisayon in every door has its manifestation. Aber the unterste shura is that a parent's responsibility is not to see the big open mouth. It's a mayridika yisayt. So that shloha hakodesh should be pasted on everybody's crib, over the crib. So zvisin medvemen mahotzatan. And the achrayis of such a thing is mamish noyra va'ayim.